Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on
my chest. Welcome to hour two of the show. Alvin. And we did have a game last night. It wasn't very competitive. We had the excitement of the opening drive for North Carolina. They go up 7-0, and after that, it was a disaster. They get beat. The jokes start to fly. People were trying to decide which was bigger, the deficit in the game or the age gap between Bill Belichick and his girl. And I can call her his girl because at 24 years old, you can say, oh, that's your girl. Like, if it's, like, a more age-appropriate relationship, oh, that's his girlfriend or his significant other. But at 24, that's your girl.
Well, because a more appropriate for age for a relationship with Bill Belichick would be much older than us.
Yeah.
Not instead of
younger.
Younger than us.
Yeah. And she is of the age where if someone I knew was dating her, I was, oh, that's your girl. You can say that to a woman. About a woman who's 24, in the colloquialism of how we speak. Your girl, that's your girl. Your girl's coming to the game? That's what we can say.
Yeah.
And his girl was at the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't go well.
Randy Moss.
So Randy Moss was there. Michael Jordan was there.
Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor.
Roy Williams.
Julius Peppers was there. And the North Carolina team wasn't there after the first drive. They got whooped. Credit to TCU for not allowing what happened to them against Colorado to happen to them again. North Carolina had a lot of changeover with players. I think 70 new players on that roster. They showcase Michael Lombardi up there. He is the North Carolina GM. He's no longer a talking head, talking about quarterbacks or teams and coaches. And now he has to be evaluated. Week one, not great. TCU, I don't know how good they're going to be, but at least. Last night, they're clearly the better team. Josh Hoover of alleged furry fame did a nice job. He's not a furry. He was alleged to be a furry. He went out there, played well. TCU, explosive plays throughout. They had a scoop and score. They just did kind of whatever they wanted to. It was like 41-7, and then they kind of called off the dogs.
That's the craziest part is that there's so many errors on the UNC side of things where, like, they were just dropping handoffs. They were fumbling. They were throwing picks. Like, it was just sloppy. They're not tackling anybody to the point where even Kirk Herbstreit got critical of it.
Speaking of Kirk.
Yeah.
The dog is a different dog, by the way, because the other dog is dead. His backup dog, as people are saying. Oh, look, he's got the backup. And they put a headset on the dog.
Yeah.
Put his paw on the mouse so he can control the clicker. And people have turned on him and that dog. And rightfully so.
It was a lot.
It's a lot.
It was a lot of
I know it's a blowout. But now everyone has to adjust around not even the first dog. It's now the second dog. At least the first dog was like he had the sob story of being ill. And the dog was spending his final moments with his beloved owner. I mean, like, you can question whether getting a dog on a plane to travel that many times helps, but whatever. Helps the health of the dog. I'm not a vet, so I don't know what that does to a dog's health. But the
not
dog
data.
I have no idea, because most of the time people don't have their dog on cross-country flights throughout the football season. At least it was a private jet, I guess. But that dog passes, the new dog's in, and that dog is now a broadcaster.
Yeah, by the way, this new dog, Born on third, thought he had a triple.
All right, Jim Harbaugh.
The first dog did all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, set a standard.
The first dog built all the goodwill. The second dog is just the second dog.
It's just the second dog. At least he doesn't name the dog after the previous dog. Like, it's not Uga. It's not whatever he would. Well, I don't know. Was it Pete? Was that the first dog's name?
Ben.
It's not Ben 2. It's not that. I think the dog's name might be Pete or whatever. It's not surprising he would name his dogs Ben and Pete. I'll just say that. I'll just put it that way. I avoid saying something I shouldn't have said, but I will say off mic about those two names. But so I think it's Pete, whatever. He's in the booth. And that's why maybe we should not be so interested in what Bill Belichick is doing, because if we get to the first game of the year and the dog is a feature because there's nothing else to talk about, you know that there might be a problem. And there's balloons behind him when he's doing his post-game presser. Okay. It looks like the prom. What is that?
So the decision to have balloons at a balloon arch at the press conference podium. Let's go. A, bad idea even if they won.
Even if they won, yeah.
B, they were losing for so long that I do not understand how they
couldn't have taken him down.
Or just like, hey, here's a clothespin. Here's an intern. Go pop all these balloons.
Yes.
Just pop them. You don't even have to put them away. Just pop them. Just get these away from us.
So the assumption is going to be by almost everyone that was a Jordan move, not Michael Jordan, who was at the game, but the Hudson of it all.
JH, not MJ.
The O-N, Jordan Hudson. Yeah. Is it unfair to just put that on her? That we just assume the 24-year-old who is actually closer to prom than any girlfriend of a 76-year-old should be, or however old it is, 73-year-old should be. We just believe that was her doing. That's the assumption, right? It could have been someone else who decided that. Maybe someone in her orbit. Who knows who did it? But we just assume it's her. She wanted.
Because she has a voice in that program. She has power in that program. So
I don't want to blindly assume. But all the details point to her doing that.
I also don't want to blindly assume. It's also, I can't, we have no facts. We have no idea. I will just say it is funnier, the idea that it's her idea. That is funnier.
It fits the narrative.
And so that's what I want to
of all the things that have happened since they made that hire, that she would be involved in having a balloon arch behind a football coach after his game. Like, that is doesn't fit football. It certainly doesn't fit Belichick.
It's definitely what someone, and here's the thing, North Carolina football program, wouldn't say it's storied, wouldn't say that it's full of football people. I think that's fair to say. The idea to put a balloon arch over the press conference, it is a very not a football person idea. Like, no one, like, it's not Mike Lombardi's idea.
No, his idea is to get bad players.
It's not Steve Belichick's idea.
Or Brian. I didn't know there's another Belichick, but there is.
It is either someone in the UNC administration who doesn't know anything about football, and they're like, this is a big event, let's do this. Or it's another person in the UNC administration, Jordan Hudson, who also said, hey, this would look good on Instagram.
Yes. Now, because of how you crop things, I'm not sure if it made it on video the way I saw it, at least on like North Carolina's feed, or I saw some reporter who was set off to the side a little bit, and you could see the balloons. A lot of things to discuss. Why wasn't it immediately removed when someone saw it go up, or stopping it from going up? And then even if you thought, as you said, it was a good idea, when you thought you might win this game.
Hey, we're down 24-7 at halftime.
The balloons.
I don't know if it was the first play, but very early in the third quarter, 75-yard touchdown run.
I think it was the first play.
We can get rid of these.
I think it might have been the first play. 48-14 the final. It was 20-7 at the half, and it just got worse from there. And will Bill Belichick and that UNC program continue to garner this type of attention? I don't think Jordan's coming to another game. Lawrence Taylor, probably not. Mm-hmm. But remember, who knows? Colorado won their game, which started the train moving. This is an embarrassing loss. Yeah. So
Colorado was like 3-1.
Yeah, until you know, Dan Lanning got involved and things changed and changed things as far as year one. I mean, Bill Belichick, he doesn't have the same flash as Deion. He's certainly not going to get the same type of, let's say, celebrity to show up at his games like Deion did very early, and that continued.
No.
Is if they play a Friday night game, or is the studio crew going to be there for a game? I don't think Big Noon Kickoff was planning on going to UNC unless they got good, like they did for Colorado over and over again in that first year.
I think they forfeited the... because they did have... They brought... Nick Saban was at this game. Nick Saban and Desmond Howard, like they made the game day guys go to Chapel Hill for this game.
Probably will be the last time.
Yes, unless they rip off several in a row and play Clemson or someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're good for a little while.
So
until they're like 7-2 or something.
So
then,
then
we'll revisit.
I was trying to think because of my bias, because he was a Patriot and I certainly grew up rooting for a team in the AFCs, him being bad like that was fun for me. But is he, as a legend, is he one of the only few that people take joy out of when they fail this miserably? Like, if it was someone else, if Andy Reid, for some reason,
left Kansas City
and then decided to go coach in college and it didn't go well in the first game, would people take joy out of Andy Reid failing?
I think Coach K.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's coaching for a program that people don't – he coached for a program people don't like.
Yeah.
And the Patriots, despite all the winning, didn't engender a lot of fandom. Like, sure, Boston people, New England people, and sure, people were fans of Tom Brady. But overall,
no,
they didn't play a particular brand of football that people enjoyed that much.
They didn't supplant the Cowboys as the – every bandwagon fan you know is a fan of the Lakers, the Cowboys, the Yankees. Like – They should have supplanted them.
But it didn't happen.
But it just didn't click.
Yeah, so I can't think. He might be one of the few. Well, if you don't reach lovable status, you go into another venture, and people are like, man, I hope you fail. And all the controversy, if you want to call that, surrounding it with the girlfriend and all that stuff, probably helps the cause for people hoping it's a disaster. Yeah. And they got their wish.
I don't know if the girlfriend thing makes you root against him more. I think it just makes it funnier that he's losing.
And she's so prominent.
It's just like more embarrassing.
Because there are a lot of older men.
There are a lot of older
who
men.
Will date younger women. Maybe not to that big of an age gap, but it happens. It's part of life. Rich men wind up with younger, attractive women. Shocking, I know. But the fact that she's not off to the side as, hey, she's a girl he's into, but she has nothing to do with the football program. Once you get a job with the football program, then all bets are off as far as the comedy that people take from all of it. And last night, for the football itself, they looked poorly coached, gave up explosives all over. They look very un-Belichick-like as far as, even when you're bad. Like, those last couple Patriot teams weren't great, but they didn't look poor. They didn't look so poorly coached. They just looked like they were lacking talent. This was lack of talent and poorly coached, which you would think wouldn't be the case. The coaching, you think, considering the former NFL people all around, would have been up to a standard where even if their talent wasn't even to the level of TCU's, they could have extracted as much talent out of the talent as they could to make that a more competitive
not lose
game
by five touchdowns.
Yeah, at home. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have thought they would have had enough coaching. I don't think the talent is five touchdowns worth of talent.
No.
That's the difference.
It feels, in some ways, it feels like the coaching made it worse.
Yeah. They were just wholly uncompetitive.
So some of the numbers, Bill Belichick allowed the most points in a game of his career as a head coach, moving past a 47-17 loss to the Bills in 2021. This comes from Shehan Jeraja from CBS. He suffered the second worst loss of his career, trailing only a 38-3 loss to the Cowboys in 2023. And Bill Belichick trailed by 34 points only four times in 511 games as a head coach. And in game one as a college coach, it happened. It's tough going against those Horned Frogs, man.
They are tough.
And the Horned Frogs took this game.
They took it personally.
Very personally because of what happened a couple years ago. They're like, okay, we weren't the story that time, and we allowed ourselves to get wrapped up in the storm, and we lost to a bad Colorado team. And surely, they're coming off a blowout in the national title game. A lot of roster change for that TCU team, but they were expected to win that game. They remembered that game and decided, not this time. I mean, North Carolina. They weren't supposed to be good, but they weren't supposed to be that bad. And that's how we wrap up the college football season with a legend getting embarrassed. Do you think he makes it through 2 years? On his own accord. I don't know if the UNC will fire him. But if it goes poorly for 2 years, do you think he would come back for year three?
No.
I don't think so either. I don't think he is used to the level of losing that he might be in store for.
Do we get
a second year?
Yeah.
How bad would it have to go?
Does he coach the Duke's Mayo Bowl?
They're not making a bowl game, are they? Are they making a bowl game?
I don't know. They have an easy schedule. They do have an easy... I saw the screenshot of their schedule. They get all the worst ACC teams. Just name a bad ACC team. They probably play them.
That's true. They have, and before that, they play Charlotte and Richmond. Don't go get beat on the road by Charlotte.
No. I'll say two must-win games.
Yes, Richmond and Charlotte are must-win games.
You have to win those games.
They do have Clemson at home, so that's one.
Okay, they'll get smoked by
Clemson. Did you see what that Cal quarterback did, that freshman did?
Yeah.
They go to Cal.
Don't love that.
And you know Cal loves to jump on ACC teams who have no business playing them at that time of night on the West Coast. We saw what happened last year with Miami.
I'm not sure if Gio Lopez can dig out of that hole.
Probably Gio, not on the way of being the number one overall pick in the draft. Yeah, I'm going to say not Cam Ward. So I get what you're saying. You got Virginia.
They get Virginia. They get Stanford. They get Wake, I think.
No Wake this year.
Oh, no
which
Wake?
Which is weird because that's... I take it back. They have Wake. November 15th. Stanford's bad.
Game day might be there.
Syracuse, we'll see. They did play a Tennessee team with Joey Aguilar who looked good.
Syracuse should be.
They should be better. Steve Angeli. We'll see if he has a better performance in over the course of the year. But Clemson, Cal, they could beat UCF before that. So the two must wins, Charlotte, Richmond.
Yeah, that's two.
Can they beat UCF on the road? That's a toss-up at this point.
Yeah,
right?
I'll say toss-up.
And then Clemson and California and Cal. You know, they could be. I'm going to give them the two must wins.
Yeah.
But they could be two and four going to Virginia. I mean, hosting Virginia.
2-4, yeah. And then they need to go 4-2. To...
I don't know if a bowl game's a guarantee from what we saw.
They'll beat Cal. Come on.
I don't know. That Cal freshman's pretty good.
Did they have a bye week before that?
Yes.
UNC?
Oh, he gets his bye.
He's going to cook up something that, again, a kid who actually was at senior prom 6 months ago, he's going to see something he's never seen before. Now, UNC defenders might also not know what
and
they're
doing.
And
not be able to execute it.
But he'll have to be, if he does, okay, if the freshman Cal quarterback comes in and absolutely tears up the UNC defense, Bill Belichick doesn't make it to the end of year one. If you can't do that, if you can't confuse a freshman quarterback, what are we doing here, Bill Belichick? What's actually the point of doing this?
How is he going to confuse him? All that kid did was throw nine routes against his opponent, against Oregon State. You can't confuse him if all he does is throw go balls and he's deadly accurate with them. What's so confusing?
Too high the entire time.
I guess.
Too high, throw some exotic blitzes or something. Yeah, come on.
We could have thrown some too high against Josh Hoover. Yeah, it didn't matter.
Josh Hoover.
Yeah, see if you can stop Cal.
Cold-blooded.
Well, all that furry talk really infuriated him. Look what we got.
He created
a monster.
He heard it.
Yeah.
Even though he seems like the guy least likely to be like, yeah, I heard all that talk because the little, like, 30 seconds of because this was a blowout and they're like, well, we probably should talk about the starting quarterback for the team
who's
that's
blowing
up 35
out.
Right
yeah.
now. They're like, he would like pull over his car to literally like help ladies, like old ladies, like cross the street and like mow their lawns. Like he literally would help old ladies in his free time.
But yeah, that's one side of Josh Hoover. You don't know what the side. You don't know
Once
about
he
the
puts
other
on
side.
The mask?
Yeah, you don't know. Once he puts on that TCU workout gear, you don't know what he becomes. And then he's reading on his phone that he's a furry. It's go time, and we saw it last night. All right, we'll go to break. remember, we still got a pair of tickets to the listener appreciation party to give away. That's Friday at St. Arnold. But we'll do that before we wrap it up today. We got a couple more segments here, myself and Sean. We'll be back.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
Let's hydrate. Grab a Rambler Sparkling Water, the official sparkling water of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A Texas mineral blend available in original lemon, lime, grapefruit, satsuma, blackberry, and now wild cherry. Get Ramblin', Houston.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The Listener Appreciation Party 2025 is happening Friday, September 5th at St. Arnold Beer Hall. But you need to win tickets by listening for our on-air giveaways or following us on social media. It's going to be a great night with St. Arnold beer flowing and food from BB's Tex Orleans, Portillo's, Great Plate Hospitality, Nico Nico's, and Taqueria Aranda's. Thanks also to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles and HR for their support. The Listener Appreciation Party 2025. Stay tuned in to win.
Houston is Soccer City USA and World Cup 2026 is coming our way. Join me, Glenn Davis, every Tuesday and Wednesday, 6 Central Time for Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.
Cast your line and relax at TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. Your fishing getaway awaits.
It's midnight in Houston, and Bob just can't sleep. The AC is broken, and he can't count the sheep. Don't worry, big man. You don't need to scream. We can fix your AC with the help of Air Team. They'll come to your place, fix it up without a trace. Trust the ultimate fan with the paint on his face.
Is your air conditioner not performing at a pro level? Call Air Team, H-Town's HVAC team. The best heating and air conditioning installation services. 713-936-5346 or visit airteamltd.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000. And they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority Tax Relief.
Chastain Ford is the place to go if you're in the market for a Ford. Their professional staff will provide you with an outstanding truck buying experience. They offer competitive pricing and an extensive selection of new and used Ford vehicles. From the sales staff to the finance team, their knowledgeable and friendly staff are devoted to helping you find the perfect Ford for your needs. Chastain Ford also offers exclusive incentives and deals to get the most out of your purchase. Whether looking for a truck or SUV, Chastain Ford is the perfect place to find your dream. Forward.
Moms and dads, do you wish you could know where your kids' shoes are at all times? Now you can with Skechers' newest Apple AirTag compatible sneakers, Find My Skechers. There's a clever hidden AirTag compartment under the shoe's insole. It's sleek, secure, and your child can't feel or see it. Then you can check where your kids' shoes are on the Find My app. Plus, they're available for boys and girls. Get Find My Skechers at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever kids' shoes are sold. Apple AirTags sold separately.
School's back in session, and if your kids still need something for back to school, then you should get to Macy's now. Come in and find everything on your list, like active from Nike and Jordan, denim from Levi's and Good American, plus complete looks from Abercrombie Kids too. Even furniture and mattresses at our lowest prices of the season, just for your college student who still needs something for their room. It's all in one place, all at great prices, and it's all here now at Macy's.
Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
So as we get closer, and we talk about it, the NFL season, just a couple days away, we are trying to figure out how to watch that Friday game. It's Chiefs-Chargers, and while we and some of you, of course, will be at the listener appreciation party, for the rest of you who are at home, just want to watch an NFL game, it's not on any traditional channel. Chiefs Chargers is going to be on YouTube. If you have YouTube TV, that's who you subscribe to for TV. It's there for you, of course. But if not, you have to at least hope you have a smart TV in the app on the TV. Maybe you can download it depending on what type of TV you have, or you're watching it on your computer. Now, it will be free on YouTube, but it won't be even on a streaming service that you're used to. Like, we evolve, at least some of us, have become accustomed to watching games on Prime Thursday night. We know Netflix has their options. Peacock will have a game exclusive to Peacock. This time, YouTube. So if you're trying to look for something on Friday night, trying to find that game, it'll be on YouTube, and hopefully you have access to it. I don't know how many people are going to be interested in watching a game, NFL game, strictly on their computer if they don't have a smart TV or the app that they can download on their TV. You can broadcast from your phone to your TV, your laptop. I just think plenty of people are like, can I just watch an NFL game without all the work?
Can it just be on Fox, NBC,
yeah,
or
why do I have to work hard? I just want to watch a game. But this Friday, maybe a little work will have to be done to watch it if you're not someone who's already subscribed to YouTube TV or have YouTube on your television. I am in the world where I subscribe to YouTube TV, so it won't be a problem for me. I'm also in the world where I will be at a listener appreciation party, so maybe I'll watch it on my phone while Barry's roasting me. We'll see how things go. Chargers, Chiefs.
What time is that?
From Brazil. Oh, I think it's at 7:30 our time.
That's right around.
Right around roast time, probably. Yeah. An hour in, we'll see when. Maybe he's the closing act. Who knows? Something that popped up. Sean, you remember the name Trent Richardson?
Yes. People forget Trent Richardson was a problem.
He was a problem.
At Bama.
He was a problem.
At Bama. You had to specify it.
Yes. He was a problem for the teams that employed him when he was in the NFL. Apparently, he does some stuff with A.J. McCarron. Something called the Dynasty Bama. Of course. And this is his quote after watching the Florida State game. I literally saw an offensive lineman from Florida State rub their junk on somebody's head from Bama while they was on the ground. Like, he pancaked him and rubbed his junk. Just letting him know, you're finna get this all night. They sent a message to us early. While that is a very descriptive way to talk about what happened in that game, that's been a lot of the talk from Bama people. How they got physically dominated. There are a lot of loafs. Dan Orlovsky's over there counting loafs from the game 21. Film he watched. He said, yeah, 21 loafs. And
that's a lot.
Incredible amount is what he said.
Yeah,
those
in case you're, in case you didn't
trying
know,
to figure out how
lot.
Many loafs are okay. And loafs are laziness by defenders. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it's boiled down to. And apparently there are 21 of them that he counted. He also defended Arch very vehemently. So can you take him at his word? I think he can count.
Yes.
So give him, oh, yeah, of course. I think we can take him at his word that he can count. And this has been the talk that Kalen DeBoer is not going to last through the month. 8-4 is not good enough. We're not A&M, all those things. So rub his junk on a guy's forehead.
It must be like truly brain, like mind blowing that If you're Trent Richardson, or if you're AJ McCarron, or any of these like former Bama guys, that like this is just what Alabama is now. Like that is possible at Alabama, is that they have an offensive lineman for the other team rub his junk on your head and you get dominated and 21 loafs and like all the stuff that is like specifically not Nick Saban football. And it's like, yeah, that just kind of, whoops, we'll come back, be better next week. Like that, it must be like, what?
Yeah, Kalen.
What are they letting slide now?
Yeah, and Kalen DeBoer had a press conference talking about how unacceptable all the laziness by the defenders were. We'll see if it gets fixed. They have Monroe coming up. That should be an easy win. We expect that to be. Yeah, I know it happened like over 15 years ago to Saban, but let's just
no
leave.
Loafs.
That's not going to happen. We'll see who loafs and who doesn't.
Okay,
but Alabama in turmoil.
Parker Washington, John Parker Wilson. I forgot what the...
It might have been.
Bama quarterback's name was.
Sure. Could have been him. Could have been... Like, they're all the same at that point. McElroy, John
Parker
Wilson.
McElroy would never lose to those guys.
No, McCarron wouldn't either. Times has changed. Like, a lot... The Shula era bleeding into the Saban era. That's how those things happen. Yeah. But no longer. Until now. But I don't think Kalen DeBoer is losing to Monroe.
I don't think so either. However... It would be funny if he did.
I don't know if funny is the word I would use for the future of Kalen DeBoer, but for the rest of us, yes, it would be funny.
For me.
I mean, if he, there will be an outcry we have never seen outside of when Tennessee doesn't want a coach hired.
If they go 8-4, like it would be.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
if they do what A&M gets made fun of for Texas 8-4, if that happens to Alabama, pack it up for Kalen DeBoer. You can go coach some West Coast school. And hide out there and build up your reputation again if that happens. But, hey, you got a long season. Maybe that was just a blip. Maybe Florida State's really good. But you can't explain away all the lack of effort.
The loafs. Loaves? Loafs.
Loafs. Loaves is for bread.
Yeah.
Loafs is for laziness. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spell that with a V if you're loafing.
Dan Orlovsky.
Loafing, you don't have to go to the bread.
Man, they I'm looking at Alabama's schedule.
It's pretty soft. Oh no, I'm looking at Monroe's schedule. Sorry. I was trying to see.
No, I and LSU, like it's a bunch of teams that just like look good.
Yeah.
Tennessee, LSU, like teams that we feel like are better now than how we felt 8 days ago.
Yeah. It's Monroe, then Wisconsin. Both games at home, and then they head to Georgia after a week off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Georgia. Yeah, I mean, 8-4 is on the table. I mean, it's not crazy. No, go to South Carolina, who gave them all they can handle last year.
And as Keith will tell us, they do host Vanderbilt, which should be a scary one for Alabama.
What if Vandy takes over the stadium? On October 4th. Bryant-Denny Stadium, a.k.a. Vandy South.
Yeah, Alabama, south of Nashville. So, yes. Vandy South. Vandy has never said that about any place ever. Because they're pretty southern as far as states are concerned. And anybody else south of them is an SEC school.
They're not getting that off on anyone else.
No. We will see. But you can fix it, Kalen DeBoer. And if not, take that buyout, relax for a year, and then go coach someplace that doesn't have the pressure that Bama does. I'm sure you'll be fine. If you find another Michael Penix, I guess.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think. UCLA or someone will be open. Yeah. USC will be open.
At that point, they'll someone like Deshaun Foster probably might only last a couple years.
Or Arizona. Take the Arizona job.
There are jobs.
That's what you need to do.
There are jobs in the former Pac-12 that you can take and be just fine. But hey, you got a season to figure it out.
Yeah. Wait, why are we talking about this? The playoff's still on the table. FSU is going to be ranked like top 15
because of the win
this week.
Probably. The SEC is still on the table.
It's a quality loss. Really, if you think about it, that's a good loss.
One weekend, yes. We'll see what Florida State is the rest of the way.
It's a top 4 loss in the country right now.
Okay. You want to go through this before we go to break? Let's see.
Ohio State. It's a good loss. Or Texas. Good loss to Ohio State.
Clemson.
Good loss to Bama. Or to LSU.
Notre Dame. Good loss to Miami.
Yep. Boom. FSU. Next best loss. At least you want to say, like, Nevada, good loss against Penn State.
That's a better loss They lost to the number two team in the country.
Then they have like a top 10 loss.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to actually do this. Marshall, was it Marshall who lost to Georgia?
That was a bad loss.
So was the Nevada-Penn State game. That was a bad loss, too. But if we're doing this, when we talk about losses, there are better teams who beat teams.
I think Nevada is not a good loss to lose to Penn State, but I think for Marshall, it's a good loss to lose to Georgia.
It's Marshall.
Because it's the SEC.
Ah, got it. I should have seen where this was going. There it is.
Syracuse, great loss.
Of course. South Carolina, Virginia Tech, great loss.
Great loss.
Correct.
It could hardly ask for a better loss.
But
losing to LSU.
By your logic, losing to Ohio State's not a good loss.
Oh, Ohio State, the defending national
champions. Wait a minute, Big Ten, who cares?
Penn State
was in the Big Ten and in the playoff.
Ohio State gets a carve-out on the Big Ten football. They get the carve out of, like, they are Ohio State.
You're picking and choosing.
I'm only picking Ohio State.
I mean.
And Miami. Miami gets a carve out, too. People don't go, oh, ACC, Miami. Huh?
It's true.
You don't get lumped in with, like.
Wake Forest,
the way that Penn State gets
lumped
in. Penn
State doesn't get lumped in with Northwestern. You're just hating on James Franklin, which I endorse. But in this case, your logic is a little flawed. All right, we'll go to break with his flawed logic. And at 11:45, if you want to win a pair of tickets to the Listener Appreciation Party, all you got to do is be caller 5, 713-780-3776. At 11:45, you win our second pair of tickets for the day. If you don't win them from us, the Killer Bees and Paul Gallant will be giving away a pair of tickets as well. We're doing that tomorrow because we're filling up fast. We want to give you a chance to win. 11:45, caller 5, 713-780-3776. But before we officially go to break, Sean's going to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app and the official daily fantasy sports app of your Houston Astros, who, hey, probably helped you make a little bit of money if you're playing on Prize Picks yesterday. The scoreless first inning helped me a lot in my quest to put a little money in my pocket yesterday that Yusei Kikuchi and Luis Garcia both got out of the first inning without giving up a run. And then, just like I said, Bill Belichick would put a stop to Josh Hoover's passing yards. Josh Hoover, less than 288.5 passing yards. He only had 284 money in my pocket. Now, how Bill Belichick went about keeping Josh Hoover less than 289 passing yards, that's none of my business. What is my business is that cool little 3X in my pocket right there after playing on Prize Picks, and you can too. Use your sports knowledge to the test. I knew that, well, I said that Bill Belichick would have a great defense that stops Josh Hoover. In fact, it was the opposite. He had such a bad defense that Josh Hoover had to stop passing. But anyway, doesn't matter. All that matters is the little green check mark that says I won. And you can win, too. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win that lineup to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Sell your house fast for cash at greenlightoffer.com.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions.
Attention, anyone that owes money to the IRS. Every day, your unpaid tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. The longer you wait, the more you will end up paying. If you owe $10,000 or more, now is the time to settle your debt before the IRS takes aggressive action, like taking your wages or property. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, or other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Your tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. Call right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now.
Call 800-692-7009. 800-692-7009. That's 800-692-7009.
Every 65 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Many don't even know it.
I was lucky. We caught this at the very earliest stages. Pieces of my past are being erased.
Bright Focus Foundation's Alzheimer's Disease Research Program has invested more than $175 million in breakthrough research. Call us at 1-855-345-6237 or visit us online at brightfocus.org/brainhealth to learn more.
Can you dig it? Hey, yo, Houston, it's Booker T. And you already know every Tuesday and Wednesday, we're bringing the heat on the Hall of Fame.
That's right. It's me, the Boat, Brad Gilmore, and we're talking all things wrestling, UFC, boxing, and the biggest stories in sports and entertainment. If it's making headlines, we're breaking it down.
Hot takes, real talk, and behind-the-scenes stories you won't hear anywhere else. Don't miss the Hall of Fame with me and my man, Brad Gilmore, every Tuesday and Wednesday on ESPN 975.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
So they don't really treat it this way in baseball when they talk about matchups. You know, in football, this guy can stake his claim because he's playing another great quarterback against another great quarterback. Of course, someone chimes in, well, he's actually playing the defense. But when two quarterbacks meet up, it is about them, even if they don't actually get to play against each other. Fromberg against Max Fried. Of course, we love a good pitching matchup, but I think it goes beyond that for Fromberg. Particularly because Max Fried is a left-hander who just got paid. And while Fromber's had his struggles, he did bounce back in his last start. If we're talking about a guy he can model his next deal after, Max Fried is that guy, left-hander, about the same age. I think Fromber may be a year older than Fried, particularly when he's up for a new deal. And he watched Max Fried get the money that he got. And Fromber's probably saying to himself and anyone who comes calling this offseason, I'm just as good as that guy, if not better. My money should be similar. So if you remember Max Fried, the contract he signed with the Yankees was 8 years, $218 million. That contract, that length, those numbers will take Fromber out of the Astros' price range. All evidence historically suggests that that's the case. I don't believe baseball goes well. We saw the two guys match up against each other, and Fromber outdueled them. So that means he's worth this. But if you're trying to let it be known that I'm that dude, look at how I go against the guy you all decided was worth this, at least the Yankees did, $218 million. I should be paid just as much. And I think it's a big night because the Yankees are in town, and there is a race you're trying to win now that you're still three games up, and the Yankees have a better record than you now, so that might come into play in the playoffs as far as who might have home field advantage. But on a personal note, maybe we should expect the best of Fromber, considering who's on the other side. If he looks at it and goes, why would anyone deny me the deal he got?
Yeah.
When I am just as good, I've done more winning, and in the first or the last time we saw each other, I was the better pitcher. Now, some of that has to do with how the lineups react to what the guys are throwing, but I think we should expect Fromber at his most locked in.
Yeah, you would think just the whole idea of being in a contract year, and now especially the last month of the season into the playoffs, like this is where if you have a hot month, you can make a lot more money for yourself, where some teams talks themselves into the extra $10 million or whatever it takes to put a little more money in Fromber's pocket.
And of course, we got the rest of the season to go to see how it plays out. John Granato has talked about how people view Fromber, and he isn't apparently viewed, at least nationally, at least he believes, in the same way that some of these other top pitchers are. I don't know why that would be the case. There was a ranking of the best pitchers in baseball that one of the – it might have been someone from ESPN, maybe Buster Olney, I don't remember exactly, and Fromber wasn't on the list. And Fromber's been a number one, or at least 1/2 for the Astros for – what are we talking about now? Three years or so now?
Yeah, four or five. Years.
Yeah, so he's been in that category of a guy they've depended on quite a bit. So I don't really understand why he's not looked at that way, if that is true. But he's got the last month and a potential playoff run. That if there are people who don't think he's one of the top pitchers in baseball, to change that, and then he's got Max Fried right on the other side who got his money. I don't know if there is a team out there like the Yankees who's going to be willing to pay that type of money for a 30-plus-year-old pitcher. But if Fromber wants to solidify his spot, well, go out there and out-duel Max Fried. It helps the Astros. It helps himself. And it would be maybe a marker to say, all right, I'm the one for the next however many days we're playing baseball. Hopefully it's a long – hopefully we got 2+ months of him pitching for the Astros, which seems like the last time he will be doing that for the Astros.
And he goes on a Linsanity run. And
We did not mention Jeremy Lin has retired from basketball.
Yeah, why didn't we mention that?
I don't know. Well, we had a lot of college football to discuss, and Jeremy Lin hasn't been in our mind's eye for years now. Probably why we didn't mention it.
At least like a half decade.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. Jeremy Lin, former Rocket.
Yep.
I remember...
Favorite Rockets Jeremy Lin moment?
My favorite Jeremy Lin moment is not even a Rockets moment. He was in Toronto during the Linsanity run.
Oh, yeah.
And he knocked down a game-winning three with no time remaining. He just walked. I forgot who they were playing.
Yeah,
I forgot who he was playing against.
He was just like, ISOing
the individual.
He just walked
into a three and knocked it down and won. I was like, I've replayed. I haven't obviously watched it since Linsanity, but I remember when that play happened, playing it over and over again. Like, what the hell is all this?
How did he do this?
He just stared this guy down. It was like, clear out. I'm Jeremy Lin. And I'm just going to take this down to the very end and knock down a three over you. And then the Heatles got involved and said, we're going to torture you for an entire game. And that kind of turned things in the wrong direction for him.
That was, it's not the most fun part, but it was a fun ending of it. It's just like the Miami Heat just being like, you know what?
Enough of this. You're not doing that here.
How about this? How about we press you full court with Dwayne Wade?
The entire game.
How's that sound?
If Dwayne wants some time off, we'll just throw LeBron out there to pick you up a little bit.
There you go.
We're just going to hassle you.
You know what we do only in crunch time of like the fourth quarter of finals games to Tony Parker? What if we just did that for you the entire game?
Are you better than that? And I would imagine that wasn't a SPO decision. That was like, those guys, look, you're not going to be a star on our floor
tonight.
We're not going to let you do this.
I think like the week before he went for like 38 against Kobe.
Yeah, and that was not happening in that time period to that Miami Heat team. Yeah, Mario, we understand. Yeah, you're a point guard. Get out of the way. You can take him a couple times, but don't worry. Let us set the tone. And they did that. Yeah, it was 94 feet. And of course,
I think he had like 12 turnovers.
Predictably, he had an awful game. Being tortured by Hall of Famers when you are simply on a run, you're not actually a superstar, led to that. But he did retire. And not a lot of – no matter how long you play, no matter what we think of the rest of his career, no one really has runs like he had. That's why he got the name, Linsanity. It was pretty special for like the 25 games that happened. Of course, it doesn't hurt the hype that it happened in New York for a Knicks team who was looking for any joy. Was Carmelo on that team?
Yes, Carmelo was on that team. The Linsanity run basically started because Carmelo was hurt.
And they needed...
Yeah, they needed offense.
Someone on the ball
offense. And so he
offense.
Ran pick and rolls with Amari Stoudemire all the time. And then when Carmelo came back, he was like, hey, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I'm back, though.
So during that run, he averaged 25 points per game, over 9 assists, 3.8 rebounds, and 2 steals over that 9 to 10 game span where he was apparently the best player in basketball for 10 games.
Yeah. It really doesn't ever happen because even when it does, it's like not over that long of time, or it's guys that aren't as improbable as Jeremy Lin. It's like an undrafted guy who's bounced around the league. finally gets a shot and for 2 weeks is amazing every single time he touches the court.
Yeah. And then, yeah, he scored 17 points on nearly 55% shooting in a game against the Hawks. The next night was the game where the Heat were like, nah. 8 points. Didn't turn the ball over 12 times. 8 times.
Okay.
Still a lot.
Okay.
8 times, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and went 1 for 11. And then when he got away from Miami after a bit of a week off, like for whatever reason, he didn't play. The Knicks didn't play again. At least he didn't play again until 6 days later. You know, 19 points. The shooting was good, but the numbers weren't awful the rest of the way. They just weren't at the level.
Yeah, they just kind of normalized.
Yeah, they kind of normalized for a player. But yeah, the Heat.
Like, even, like, Quentin Grimes, like, last year went on a run.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, it's just not the same.
Yeah, he didn't play for the Knicks. Quentin Grimes, look, let's not, we can dance around it, but the fact that he's an Asian player doing what he did, back then it certainly added to the,
people got in a lot of trouble because they didn't know how to talk
about it. There's someone on ESPN who put up a headline. I don't know if it cost him his job, but it certainly, everyone took note of it. I ain't going to say it. It was not good. And people, I think even, was it Max Bredos who said something along the lines of that too? And he caught some heat. I think it was a headline on the website. And then even Max Bredos, who's been around for quite a while, he said something that got him in trouble, I believe. So people didn't know how to act. Acting up, I guess you would say, because of Jeremy Lin. I don't know why. Because he's Asian? I don't know why that was. But enough people avoided it, but some people did get caught up. And Max Bredos is one. That's the name that keeps popping up. There's a racist headline, and then they had to apologize for what they said. It was an anchor and a headline writer who got suspended, and ESPN had to apologize. Bredos did apologize on Twitter for it. Wanted to apologize, and he didn't write, I don't know if it's because of characters, but he wrote wanted and then the number two. Wanted to apologize to all
that. You got to find that extra character somewhere else. And T-O is one character different.
Yeah,
you just got to find it somewhere else. Take out a comma.
He also dropped my wife is Asian and would never intentionally say anything to respect her and that community. Different times, man.
It was, you know, in 2012 or whatever, that was like a good apology.
Now it just makes you laugh. What are you doing? All right,
he actually did the my wife.
My wife is Asian.
I know a lot of them.
Would never. I love an Asian person. I decided to commit my life to them. I would never intentionally. All right, thanks, Max. Appreciate it. We're done for the day. Gallant, Paul Gallant is up next, followed by the Killer Bees. But since we're done for the day, Sean, what does that mean?
That peanut butter skin.
Another thing not said about Jeremy Lin. All right. Thanks to everyone who called in. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.